A new play on Broadway is drawing lots of attention this winter, and not just because of its famous leading star. It's a new drama that explores big issues about race, class, criminal justice, and what it's like to raise a black son in America. Jeffrey Brown has a look at the intense story of American Son.
4 a.m., the waiting room of a Miami police station, a storm raging outside.
Jamal, damn it, where are you? I sent you 4 texts, now 5. You can't text me back? Call me.
As the play American Son opens, Kendra Ellis Connor is desperately seeking news of her missing 18-year-old son, Jamal.
There's almost a cage element. It's this room that we're trapped in, a bit of the nightmare of the play.
Kerry Washington plays Kendra, a psychology professor and a mother who's long lived with the fear of the dangers facing young black men in America today.
Grow the hell up, because that is how it is.
Washington is best known for her role as the political fixer Olivia Pope in the long-running TV series Scandal.
I will not stand.
She's also known for her off-camera activism, speaking out on violence against women and other issues. Talking with her recently at the famed Sardi's restaurant on Broadway, Washington said she felt a need to take on the role after reading the script by playwright Christopher Demos Brown.
I know Kendra's. I've been a version of Kendra, but I've never seen her, you know, in our canon. There was so much about the play that I'd never seen or heard before that I thought that, yes, this has to be part of our country's theatrical tradition.
That young man has no excuse for getting himself into this situation.
Co-star Stephen Pasquale, who plays Kendra's estranged husband Scott, an FBI agent, also sees higher than usual stakes in this play.
In America, I want to be doing work that sparks the conversation politically, you know, because I think we're on the wrong track. And I think this play asks all of the right and hard questions of everyone who sees it.
Does he have a juvenile record?
No.
American Son unfolds all in one sparse room in the police station.
I just need to make sure that we have all the correct information so that we're not just spinning our wheels here.
It's a story of anger and pain, now all too familiar. There's been a confrontation between a young black man and police. Something bad, very bad, may have happened. And as in this early scene between Kendra and a young officer, the racial divide is ever present.
I am doing the best I can.
Do you have a black son?
Wow, we're really going to go there.
Oh, we've been there for a while.
We've been there for a while.
We've been there.
Uh-huh.
That's what you're saying. It's always there. We don't often talk about it.
That's right. Yeah. And I think the play is such a great opportunity to be able to talk about it.
So he's Jay this, Jay that.
Oh, come on. I got a nickname for my son. That's just a male bonding thing.
This thing happens with the audience where you can really hear kind of the white audience, and you can hear the African American or other identifying audience at times.
On a scale from Eric Holder to, you know, Darnell Jackson, Jamal is brushing right up against Darnell.
So people laugh at different things. And the way that the character of Jamal is written...
We never see Jamal,
we don't,
of course.
But no. He belongs to everyone. We actually are reminded that within him, we all have a place in this story of this American son.
It's a complicated place, though, with an interracial marriage that's fallen apart.
You often walked out on him!
I didn't walk out on him, I walked out on you!
Husband and wife brought together out of concern for their son, but tangled in old tensions.
The play can't succeed if you don't believe that the marriage was real.
And
even
good
further,
at
yeah.
some point.
Yeah, yeah. And good for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that the wheels come off when dealing with this issue of how to parent a biracial child in America.
Also here, as we learn more about Jamal and the events of that night, the values of both black and blue lives. We won't give away more here. The play is directed by Tony Award-winning Broadway and film director Kenny Leon, with a prominent team of producers, including Shonda Rhimes, a top TV producer of Scandal and other series.
Good work, everyone.
Reviews so far have been mixed, with some critics praising the performances and timeliness, while others have cited weakness in the writing and structure.
A song on.
For these two actors, though, American Son taps into something personal.
I've been working on and off Broadway for 20 years, and Broadway is really changing. And it's scary to me the direction it's going. It tends to be a lot more family-friendly. It tends to be a lot more sort of light. And so to be in a to be in something that feels like a serious piece of work that asks serious questions in a serious venue feels really important to a theater artist.
In the bio in the playbill, it says actor, producer, and activist.
Mm-hmm.
Do they go together for you? Are they all of a piece?
I've always found a very organic connection between the work that I do as an actor and the work that I do as an activist. I think probably because our jobs involve stepping into somebody else's shoes, and that exercise is what leads to greater empathy and respect for humanity. That comes with the desire to make the world a better place for all of us.
American Son is scheduled to run through January 27th. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown on Broadway.